Thank you, Madam Vice President. We thank the expert mechanism for its detailed report and take note of its conclusion. The holding of thematic discussions by the mechanism with a view to bringing synergies among the member states for the realization of the right to development is laudable. Like other human rights, the right to development is universal, interdependent, and interlinked. But it has a unique feature of encompassing both individual and collective dimensions. Moreover, scope of the right to development transcends beyond the national territories. Therefore, strengthening international cooperation and solidarity is of paramount importance for effective enjoyment of this right by all. Madam Vice President, the entire humanity is passing through the triple planetary crisis of climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss. In this context, we praise the view of the expert mechanism that developed countries must fulfill their existing financial commitment to ensure climate justice. It is important to note that climate financing and development cooperation must complement each other for advancing climate action and fulfilling the right to development. We encourage active participation of all member states to adopt international covenant on the right to development without further delay. I would conclude by posing a question: what impact of your work of the expert mechanism do you see in the promoting the global implementation of the right to development, and what else you need from the OECHR and other member states? Thank you.